Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. It is Tuesday, a rainy Tuesday here in New York, but we're full of sunshine because our friend, Miss D, Delaina Dixon, is joining us. Miss D, are you there?
I am. Good morning. It is rainy today. Ooh.
I don't mind it. It reminds me of London weather. I'm actually quite happy when I have a brolly up, an umbrella up, so I'm going to be singing in the rain all day. Hey, talking about singing, Delaina and I went to the theatre last week. We went to see Girl from the North Country, which is Bob Dylan's new musical on Broadway. It was fantastic. What did you think, Miss D?
Oh, it was so haunting and beautiful. Mm. The performances were incredible. I have all his top numbers still just ruminating in my mind.
That's the right word. It was haunting, wasn't it? It wasn't one of those big, loud, theatrical, Mamma Mia, screaming at you type shows. If you're in the mood for a really smart, haunting evening of really emotional theatre, I totally, totally recommend it. Hey, let's jump into the show. What time is it, my friends? It is
tea time.
Big story at the top of the show. Alec Baldwin's wife, Hilaria Baldwin, is breaking her silence now on the shooting, the tragic shooting incident. So she broke her silence and took to Instagram, where she shared a note expressing her condolences to the Hutchins family and noted that her thoughts are with them as well as her husband during this time. So she says the following quote: "My heart is with Helena, her husband, her son, her family and loved ones, and my Alec. It said there are no words because it's impossible to express the shock and heartache of such a tragic accident. Heartbreaking loss, support." She wrote that all in caps. Her comments come just a few days after Alec himself took to Twitter to express his condolences. What do you think about this, Miss D? Is she helping? Is she hurting? What do you think?
Well, I do think she wants to reach out. Obviously, this woman who died was a mother as well, so I'm sure she's feeling that kind of heartache. So that's one of the reasons she wants to speak on behalf of her husband. And I think people were kind of, you know, they wonder what is Alec going through right now? So that's Hilaria's job to come out and say something. There really are no words, as she said, to explain this tragedy and why it happened. The only good thing that's come out of it is that a lot of shows now are no longer allowing live guns to be on sets. ABC's The Rookie has said that they will only use kind of like these soft replica guns, mm-hmm. as well as The Walking Dead and other shows. And I think that's something, you know, right now we have special effects, you can put things in. There's no reason to have a live gun on a movie set. This tragedy should have been avoided.
That's what the director said of Mayor of Easttown. He said that on that show it was all special effects and there was lots of guns in that show. He said there was no need for there ever to be a gun on his show, and he doesn't see the need ever to use guns now. They can use special effects. Hilaria has a troubled, let's be kind, past here, particularly with social media. So it is tricky seeing her reaching out. I'm told, though, too, she did reach out to the family privately. Alec was spotted having breakfast with Helena's husband and son, her young son. I believe he's now back in New York. I'm told he's out in the Hamptons with Hilaria, where they're really hunkered down, trying to figure out what to do next. This has not gone away, obviously, because of the severity of the situation. Also, too, he's a producer of the show, so he's not just the star, he's not just the guy that shot the gun accidentally. He also is the executive producer, and as executive producer, you're the boss. It's your set, and your number one job is keeping people safe, which brings us to our poll question of the day. Hilaria Baldwin is breaking her silence about the accidental shooting incident. Is she helping? Or is she hurting? Hey, go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Miss D, what are you working on?
Well, Chris Harrison, formerly of The Bachelor fame, has some engagement news of his own. Mm. So he's engaged to Lauren Zima, a TV host. So he posted on Instagram, he said, "I love you, Lauren Zima." And he had a slideshow of photos from the proposal. The two got engaged at Brand Napa Valley in California. Now, Chris and Lauren, she is on Entertainment Tonight, have been together since 2018. And he actually wrote, "The next chapter starts now." And he basically wiped his Instagram clean, really stating that life starts again now.
I wish these two the best. I really do. I know her a little bit. And she's super, super nice, very pretty, very, very smart. I was told they were actually going to get engaged. They're serious. They've been together for a couple of years now. I was told they were going to get engaged around the time that he left the show. And they both decided to just put it on hold. There was too many other stuff going on. It was too complicated. They didn't want it to look like a press stunt. They didn't want it to look like Chris was proposing to his girlfriend to change the dialogue, the subject of leaving the show. So I think it was probably wise to wait a little bit. I wish these two the best. I don't have ill will towards Chris Harrison. Do you?
I don't have ill will. I think it's very difficult. You have to be so careful in your choice of words, especially when it's dealing with race and politics. I just wish them the best. You know, we forget that Chris Harrison used to actually host design home shows. So maybe it's time for him to go back to that.
Oh, that's a good idea. He's been around a long time. Like, I was once on a TV show. He was the host in LA. I think he was on the TV Guide channel, but I was a guest on his show. Charming. He's ever so tiny, though. Skinny. And just a charming, just a nice guy. And you know when you go on these sets, you know the good ones from the bad ones. And Chris was always a good one. So we're wishing you and your beautiful fiancé. She's really lovely. If you watch Entertainment Tonight, you'll know who she is. We're wishing you both the best. Moving along, Kristen Stewart, who you'll know from the Twilight movies and many, many others, is now revealing that she's only actually made 5 good movies in her career. So she's doing a ton of press for the Princess Diana movie that's coming out. It's called Spencer, and there's already Oscar buzz about that. But during an interview, she revealed, in her opinion, she's only made a few really good movies. She opened up about picking her roles and said it can be a total crapshoot. You never, ever really know what it's going to end up being. So you read the script, you like it, but you never actually know. She said, quote, "I've probably made 5 good films out of 45 or 50 films. She's made a lot of movies. You forget that she was a child actress. She was in that movie Panic Room with Jodie Foster. Remember that movie? I forgot it was her. I didn't even realise it was her. But obviously, too, she's become very, very super famous from the Twilight franchise. Now, she wouldn't reveal which were her good movies, which were her bad movies. So she wouldn't do that. She was asked. They asked her, well, which ones do you like? And she said, quite coy. I have to take a look at my credits, but there are very few and far between that are really, really good. Do you ever look back at your career, Miss D, and think, oh, gosh, I don't know if that was a wise choice?
Well, every step you take in your career is going to lead you to the next one. And of course, I think when it comes to Kristen Stewart, we're all thinking, are you talking about Twilight? because we know that the cast had a love-hate relationship. They were teenagers. They were growing up in front of the camera. And that can be, even though the films could be good, the experience behind it may not have been so great. But I was just shocked to learn that she's been in up to 50 films.
Movies.
I can only name about 10.
50 movies. She did go on to agree with you, though, Miss D. She said that even when she's doing a movie that she knows isn't going to be that great, she doesn't really regret it because it leads to the next thing in life. And the worst thing for her is being in the middle of something that you know is not a good movie, but you've got to finish it. And so she does go on to say, though, that the bad ones lead to the good ones too. So keep going with the journey, everybody out there. Don't give up, don't give up, don't give up. What's going on with Shawn Mendes?
Well, there is something that Shawn Mendes has to give up, and it's his social media addiction. So he's been talking about how he sometimes has an unhealthy relationship with social media, especially TikToks. So one important measure this adorable 23-year-old pop star takes to make sure that he distances himself from social media platforms every once in a while, from time to time, he says, TikTok is great. I have an extreme social media addiction, so I have to really balance myself out. So I'm sorry, fans, Shawn Mendes fans, but he is not on TikTok right now. Rob, do you have an addiction to any social media platform?
I don't. I'm really healthy about it. I don't use them that often. I do. I poll a day on Twitter, and that's basically the only thing I really tweet. I like Instagram. I like posting pictures of Derby. I love taking quotes from the Forward Answer, my book, and posting those. Ooh, yeah. And I sometimes do some videos for the Forward Answer too. But I'm not addicted to it, and I don't sit there scrolling through it for hours and hours and hours. I think it's, you know, I'm lucky. I've got friends. I'm busy. You know, when I do it, when I'm bored, I actually find myself when I'm bored. If I'm in a taxi and I'm going somewhere and it's going to take me 20 minutes, I might scroll through then. But normally, when I'm in a taxi going somewhere, it's normally to a TV studio. So I'm probably reading my notes about what I'm going to say next. And so, no, I don't have this. I understand it. And I understand how it can be healthy and unhealthy. I understand how it can make you feel really bad when you look at people's fabulous lives and you're not in Paris this morning and you didn't go to Nobu last night. So I can understand it. But I'm not that into it. What about you, Mr.
I'm definitely not into it at all. So I kind of sort of remember to post. I try to talk about the projects that I'm working on, and I'm not sure why people would want to know. Like, okay, I went to this party. You weren't there. Do you really care? But if I put together a cute outfit, I do like to show off my outfits and give credit to what I'm wearing. As you know, I love thrifting, so I'm always finding really great things, and I'm upcycling. So I do like to share that aspect of my life. But the rest of it, I love seeing it.
Yeah, I'm not addicted to it. There's many, many other things that I'm far more addicted to than social media. I don't have to worry about that one. Quickly, before we go to break, Katie Thurston and Blake have broken up. They just got together on The Bachelorette. So they took to social media to announce their breakup, saying the following quotes. It was with mutual love and respect that we decided to go our separate ways. They're grateful for the moments they shared together, but that's pretty much the end. They're asking for kindness and privacy as they navigate this transition. We can be kind. I think asking for privacy when you got together on a reality show is a little cheeky, but I think that these two, I hope they find love. Those shows, this is the problem with the shows now. In the beginning of these shows, people genuinely fell in love. Now I think people go on the shows for all the wrong reasons. I don't think they're there to find love anymore. We've not had a successful bachelor, bachelorette couple in a long time, Miss D. What do you think?
Oh, goodness gracious. Who? No, I'm sorry. I can't keep up with these bachelors and bachelorettes, and I really don't care whether they get together or break up. Maybe if one actually has a wedding, I'd love that, because I'd love to see the outfits and the layout of where they're having their wedding. But other than that, I really don't care that they've broken up. I wish them the best of luck in finding people that they can be with, like the rest of humanity.
Do you think it hurts the franchise, though? All these breakup stories, like, once we stop believing in love, do we stop believing in the show? The ratings are an all-time low. They've never been lower. Some people are blaming that because Chris Harrison isn't there, but that's not true. The ratings started to decline even when Chris was there. They're now really low, Misty. Is it because we now no longer believe in the central premise of the show, which is love?
Yeah, I think that people watch now not so much for the love story, but to see what crazy, outlandish things people do. And so now you have characters coming on the show. They're not there for true love. They're there to try to build their careers, and we're kind of all in on it. So either you say, I know that's the case and I watch it anyway, or you're just like, I can go watch something else where maybe true people will fall in love. And that's the complication of a reality dating show. It's great at the beginning when you truly do believe. Nobody knows what's going to happen, what kind of show it's going to be. But once people figure out the formula and they go on the show to build their career, that's when it's kind of like, it's really jumped difficult. The shark, it's over.
It's really difficult. It's the same with all reality shows. Producers on the Bravo's Real Housewives shows tell me that now it's impossible to cast really innocent housewives because everybody knows the formula. Everybody studies the shows. The first couple of seasons, the ladies of New York had no idea what they were getting involved in. In fact, they didn't even know it was the Housewives. I think it was called New York Moms, and then they changed it to a housewife show. But Jill Zarin told me she didn't know what she was doing. The only one that knew what they were doing was Bethany, and she's gone on to great things too. So I don't know about this one. I wish the show went back to being about love, but maybe that's impossible now after all these years. Hey, we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter, with our dear friend, Miss D. Delaney Dixon. Hey, Miss D, let's get to the polls. Da, da, da.
Da, da, da.
Yesterday, we talked about Alec Baldwin saying he was inconsolable after the shooting on the set. Should Alex be charged? Should there be any legal implications for Alec? Let's have a look here. 85% no. It was an accident. I am with the majority here, although I do believe there should be an investigation to figure out how this happened so it never happens again. And somebody must be responsible for this. Some of the bosses, you have to provide a safe work environment. What do you think, Ms. D?
Well, it's interesting. You mentioned that Alec is actually a producer. So while he may not be personally sued as Alec Baldwin, the person, him in the role of producer may be liable for this situation. There's obviously a lot of investigations going on. We know that the husband of the woman who died has already said that he doesn't really blame Alex, but blames the prop master. And I believe the word is armorer.
Yeah, armorer.
The person who's in charge of the guns. So we'll just have to wait and see what happens. But as a producer on the movie, he may be legally liable in that sense.
Because the armorer, he can blame the boss. He can blame the executive producer. Because guess who hired the armorer? The executive producer. So all roads do lead back to Alec Baldwin here. We'll keep you in the loop on that one. Hey, don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob or our Facebook page, Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now it's time for our nicest of the day.
Nice, yes. Well, our nicest of the day is William and Kate Middleton, who are breaking from royal protocol. So the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge recently embarked on a surprise vacation with their three children, Prince George, Princess Charlotte, Prince Louis, and the family was seen arriving at Heathrow Airport, where they seemingly broke royal protocol by traveling together. Now, let me explain this, a little British history here. You see, there's a rule that discourages members of the royal family, particularly heirs, from traveling in the same vehicle or aircraft. This is why we never see like Queen Elizabeth and Prince Charles and Prince William traveling together, because if there was a fatal accident, you would still have your lineage. So we don't know where the kids went and where mommy and daddy went, but it's nice to know they did something together. Mm. What do you think, Rob?
Yeah, nicest of the day. Nicest of the day. Travel together. You're a family. We don't have to send dad on one plane and mom on the other and the kids on another plane. Families travel together all the time. Travel now is very, very safe. I understand when these rules were put into place hundreds of years ago that it was probably a little bit more difficult. Now, let's let the family travel together. And now our naughtiest of the day. Naughty, 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 naughty. Kim Kardashian is gushing over Kanye West. The reason she's the naughtiest is, Kim, you are messing with us. Kim is in the middle of a divorce. And yes, it's nice to still be friends with your ex, but she is gushing, calling him, quote, the most inspirational person to me. She said that to the Wall Street Journal. She went on to say that he has a piece of her Skims shapewear company and he's very inspirational and he enjoys the process of all the designing. Kim, you know what you're doing. I think it's lovely, lovely, lovely that you're still friends, but this gushing over him is sending mixed messages. That's why you are our cheekiest, maybe our naughtiest of the day. Let's end with a moment of Rob. You get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get
mine,
a Rob.
Mine.
Thank you very much, Miss D. So get ready to be the hero you are always meant to be. Shake off the myth that it's too late or too impossible to change, because that's not true. In fact, with the foreword answer in my new book, I'm going to show you that it is impossible not to change. Not to change. Read my book and you will want to change all the things in your life that are not working for you. It's an excuse to say it's too late. It's never, ever too late.
I would agree. Well, you know me. I hate change. I like things the way they are. But being in the entertainment industry, it's all about change. You're always reinventing yourself. Maybe even every hour, like you suggest, Rob. So, yeah, you know, I'm at a certain age in life. I look fabulous. Thank you very much. But I realize there's so many things that I haven't done yet. I'd like to get married. I got to write my own book. Mm-mm. So I have to be willing to make the changes to make those things happen. So yeah, don't be afraid of it. Lean into it. You know what? Let me let you know. You're going to fail. That's going to happen. But through all those failures, you'll get to success. Don't be afraid. Just try.
Amen. And thank you again to the people that invited us to see The Girl from the North Country, Bob Dylan's new musical.
So
it is fantastic. And thank you for listening to The Naughty But Nice with Rob and Miss D Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. They're really helpful. And remember, all together now, if you're going to be
naughty,
you've got to be nice. Take care, everybody.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.